I get a ton of letters about breakups, specifically women leaving men, and today I'm going to break down a very interesting nuance. I think you remember that moment maybe a month before the final breakup. You were seemingly still dating, maybe even living together, but that feeling of kinship and warmth just didn't exist anymore. It felt like the relationship had turned into a movie set because even the way the woman kissed you was different, and something was clearly wrong. Naturally, this usually triggers anxiety in a man and a desire to hustle and fix things. Right before the break, you can often notice that the woman stops trusting her man. Despite the fact that you've seemingly been together for years and been through hell and back, the trust is gone. Sometimes she tells you straight up, and sometimes it's implied, but you just realize that your words aren't being taken seriously. So what is this connected to? Let me explain. The essence is that when a woman's interest goes down, her overall hormonal profile and the state of being in love disappears. One of those key hormones is oxytocin, which is responsible for tenderness, affection, trust, and warmth. Naturally, in that moment, it hits zero, which explains exactly why any heroic deeds you do for a woman during this period have absolutely no value. Zero value. A man can propose marriage or promise her the moon, but she simply does not hear you because her thoughts are formed based on the emotional state she is currently in. And her emotional state depends directly on the concentration of those hormones. Here's an interesting clarification. Think back to the beginning of the relationship, because after just a few weeks, she trusted you more than she did at the finale of the relationship. Where is the logic in that? And how is that possible when you barely knew each other back then, yet her attitude toward you was exclusive and special? It turns out this was again connected to the fact that there was oxytocin flowing, and that's it. Also, everyone can remember a time when you got into a fight with a woman, let's call it that, where everyone stayed in their corner saying, "You're wrong and I'm right," and nobody wants to apologize. So you take a pause, meaning you don't talk for half an hour or an hour, maybe a few hours, and suddenly, after some time passes, you both cool off. It's as if those grievances vanished and you walk up and make peace, admitting you were wrong. What happened and why does it work like that? It's very simple. There's a study that showed if one partner distances themselves, the other partner's oxytocin levels go up. So it turns out that when you distance yourselves from each other, after a while, oxytocin rises and your state basically pushes you to forget the old insults, consider them insignificant, and go make peace. We understand that a shift happens here, which is a shift in the balance of power. Essentially, let's say the woman is prone to taking the dominant position and is stubborn. So what would happen if we disturb this fragile balance? Let's assume the man approaches first to apologize, and the woman says, "That's not good enough." For the man, his oxytocin continues to rise, and his dopamine starts to rise, so he starts going through withdrawals. In that moment, he actually starts to depend on the woman more, and she depends on him less, which is where the breaking point happens. But we were talking about something else, and we established that all these attempts to prove your love won't work because she doesn't want to believe you. Understand one important detail, because again, men are surprised asking, how is it possible that a few weeks after the relationship ended, she went and found another guy? I'll explain that if she feels interest in a new person, she will believe him easier, and she wants to believe him, unlike you, despite all your shared history, because it follows the same scheme. When we talk about a woman who is, let's say, in the status of a mistress, common sense says, if you see a man who is unfaithful to his wife, there are arguments to believe he'll lie to you too. But does she doubt him? No, she doesn't. Why does she believe him? Well, because there is infatuation and there is oxytocin, so that's why she believes. Often everyone is interested asking Monk, how do I raise that oxytocin? And I basically just told you because we just got the explanation for why distancing and no contact works. And regarding all the women who came back from no contact that you guys reported, did you ever hear of a woman bringing up old grievances right off the bat or wanting to fight, saying you were wrong or I don't trust you? Not once has that happened, and it doesn't even enter her head. Think about how illogical that is, and think about how unconscious we actually are. When you were there proving your love, she said, "I don't need it, and I don't believe you." But he goes, "No contact," meaning he stops responding. After some months or a huge chunk of time, she doesn't even care if he had someone else or what was happening, because suddenly she wants him and thinks he's good. In that moment, she starts changing her reality regarding you, so her thinking and her evaluation of everything you had starts to change, and just like that, snap, and that's it. But I want to say right away, I wouldn't call this method 100% universal, because there is a small percentage of women where the conscious part actually prevails over the emotional part. They have certain constructive convictions. So with them, this just isn't required, or it will work very correctly, meaning you won't even need deep distancing. If you need to cool off, you'll reconcile quickly and won't fight dirty. There are women who are 50-50, and then there are women who want to ride this hormonal roller coaster constantly. To ride constantly, the relationship must have fights, and if there are no reasons for a fight, we will find one, which is not a rarity either. So the key conclusion isn't that we should always cunningly manipulate how this works, but for life, you need to choose a suitable person and be one yourself. Because a lot of guys can get addicted to this too and can provoke scandals or invent reasons for jealousy just the same, so we need a little more common sense here. Thanks for tuning in today. If you want to truly crack the code and see exactly what is going on inside her head, you need to get my course, What Women Want. It's waiting for you in the private lectures folder. And trust me, we go way deeper into the female psyche in that material than I ever can here. Don't sleep on this. Old Red Monk.